You're listening to Pinky's Paper House on killradio.org, and our special guest today is Elizabeth Herndon.
Howdy do!
Who is here because she was lost in the grooves, but we found her and she came back.
Hello!
Lost in the Grooves is this fabulous book, which has a whole bunch of underappreciated music, and when Elizabeth came first to talk about it, we realized that she had lots and lots of underappreciated music.
And I hope you're appreciating it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that last thing. It was
I Walked with a Bugs Bunny Bendy Toy in the fabulous tradition of 13th Floor Elevators,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was the Mellow Tones, and I got that record in 8th grade at the Tower Records in Mountain View for a dime. So I know.
And it's only appreciated in value since then.
Yeah, I'm sure, I hope. I mean, isn't that a good song? That's really kind of stayed, survived. It's held up.
It held up. It held up.
Especially for a dime.
And this thing that we're listening to, this is a, there's some music in the background. Mm-hmm. It's Music-Q.
Yeah. It's background music for slide films.
Which we actually have going here in the studio.
Mm-hmm. We're watching Carolyn's trip to St. Paul right now. And it looks very fun.
Yeah, but, you know, almost a little more fun than this music.
Every once in a while, she'd go into Minneapolis, and then it got really crazy.
Oh, I thought St. Paul was like St. Bart's or something.
No, St. Paul is the sister city of Minneapolis.
You'd think I remember that from all the snow on the ground in those pictures, but no. So before the Mellotones, we had Branflakes doing the Mickey Mouse Club theme.
That was, yeah. Yeah.
A little Heil Hitler-y.
A little nice, huh? That was good.
Yeah, well, I understand the connection.
The Branflakes are two genius guys in Seattle, and they have a fantastic website with all this flash animation, and they do a lot of films with cardboard little cutouts and stuff like that, and there's so much stuff on the website that you can waste your time with, and most of the music that they make, was that lightning?
Yes. No, that was my slideshow.
Oh, gosh. I think something happened to the bulb on the slide projector. Okay, but anyway, the Branflakes, they mainly just sample old thrift store records and make stuff out of them. You know, they have Diane Linkletter's, you know, message to mom and dad and, you know, all sorts of crap. Art Linkletter's daughter, who became a drug-addled maniac, and
she tape recorded an album.
She had an album, and I wish I knew more about it. See, this is once more proving that I'm not a music geek.
Otherwise,
I would know.
You actually know. You're just not saying, so you can duck the title. We're gonna be playing more stuff from Elizabeth's collection. I think more stuff from your collection.
Correct.
Which is actually more exciting than the stuff that I brought, which is...
I don't think so.
I brought mostly just bad music from
the 80s. You're just used to it.
Oh.
It's like if you have a pile of clothes that you hate and you take it to a clothing swap and
everybody,
you go, I hate this, and everyone goes, this is great. And you go, oh, maybe that is good.
And then they wear it to a club and you're like... Damn.
I shouldn't have gotten rid of that.
Damn, that's really cute. That was mine.
I was
mine.
Just too used to it.
You okay?
Or can happen with people, too, I guess.
Ooh.
That's sad.
It is sad.
It shouldn't.
Why don't you just leave? So, let's play some more music.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes. This
Are
is
you Ra- sure?
Yeah, this is Raymond Scott. Soothing Sounds for Baby. He did...
Is this a funny or is this a real?
This is real. Raymond
okay.
Scott, you know, he did a lot of fantastic
He
music.
Had a quintet in the 1930s.
Yeah, he was wonderful, and he's mainly kind of fortunately or unfortunately known for making cartoon music, and he never really understood why people wanted to use his music for cartoons, but he let him. And,
gotta get paid.
Yeah, and this is fantastic, fantastic music, and he made it for certain age groups of babies, and it was supposed to develop different parts of their ears. And this is from, what, volume Volume two, 6 to 12 months.
One of the things I like about the cover, and I don't know if this was the original version, but the baby just looks very, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy.
And I would be too if I were that baby.
Okay.
Hearing this.
Soothing sounds for baby.
Yep.